Have you ever seen a tiny monster staring through your window? What happens to that dirty pot you forgot to clean? Is there a creature hunting children in Iceland? Today we test the believability of the 13 lads and a Yuletide cat.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Oh my gosh, that is right. So this is one of our Christmas episodes.
What were those questions?
Oh man, this is going to be a weird one, man. It's cool.
If you were listening and you heard the first question and you answered yes, apparently this episode is for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like all the time. Little head, big arms, creepy eyes.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right.
What if somebody has that problem, but this episode doesn't solve their problem?
I can almost guarantee this will not solve your problem.
Nothing we do ever on the podcast is meant to solve problems. Is that? I feel like that's a disclaimer we should do before episode 88, but I'm just throwing it out. I'm just throwing it out there now.
This is very focused in a certain area in the world.
Christmas, or like in the world, like in the
Iceland.
Yes, I was gonna make a Dogman reference, but that's like five episodes ago. I can say how that one was in Michigan, but there was like in South Africa and all these other. It's very specific, except in all the personal encounters.
So before I get started, I do want to tell like a little story. I haven't had a chance to tell it anywhere yet. It's crazy. Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right. So I woke up two nights ago, and there was a little figure on my bedside table.
Like a toy?
No, like a cat.
A cat?
It looked like a cat. I have a cat. I was like, oh, that's my cat.
Cat.
And then I heard my cat run downstairs. I looked back. The cat was still there, but the eyes were glowing. I realized that this cat did not look like my cat. I blinked, and then it was gone. It was very weird.
Is that a true story?
That is true.
You're not making that up?
I'm not making that up. No.
So we've all known that your house is haunted. Do you feel secure in that now?
I was pretty freaked out by that. But while I was gone recording the podcast, Stephanie heard like seven knocks that came in threes.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when she called me when we were doing our thing.
Listen, I don't mean to spoil this, but our next live Halloween special might be at Charlie's house.
Well, we saged and we...
Again.
We saged really well again.
Did your neighbor help you this time?
We didn't go outside this time.
Like a full parade, like it floats and balloons. Get Macy Gray to sing.
You know, weirdly enough, my cousin was in the Macy Day's parade.
Really?
Yeah, she was once.
You know, there was I think it was in Spider-Man where Macy Gray was singing at the Macy's Day parade.
I know exactly.
For the longest time in my young life, at that time I was young, I thought it was her parade.
Oh, amazing. She puts that on every year, huh?
Yeah. I'm not proud of that.
No, it's fine. That's funny. So we saged and we haven't had a problem since, but it's only been a couple days now.
If I'd hit up Isaac, just to be sure.
I should do that. I think I will do that.
He's just told you there's like 15 demons.
My aunt said it was fine. I don't know.
She just doesn't want to talk to me.
She's like, just...
It's probably fine. Don't worry about it. If you start floating or, you know, there's like blood on the walls, then start taking it seriously.
I'll start repainting.
Seven knocks in threes. That doesn't make sense. Wait, three? So 21.
I guess so. They're like...
Seven times.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because otherwise it would have to be nine, not seven, but that makes sense. It's a lot of knocking.
Yeah, she said it was really creepy.
It's just like the mailman. Like, you have to sign this package.
Are you ready to dive into this tale of the 13 lads and a Yuletide cat?
I don't know, but I'm going to.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So we're going to start with this. Icelandic trolls. How much do you know about this stuff?
I know that in Iceland they call their stories sagas.
Ah, so nothing.
That's something. Jeez, can I get a little credit?
All right. You know one thing.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about trolls. I don't want to say Hildrefolk because I don't know if that's right, but
what folk?
Hildrefolk.
What is that?
I think it roughly translates to the hidden people.
Oh.
But let's just talk about their trolls. What we know about their trolls.
What you know about the trolls.
What I know about their trolls.
Yeah.
So Icelandic folklore about trolls says that they live in the mountains and they only come down to look for food. And trolls can only survive in the darkness of night.
Why don't they just grow food up there?
Because they eat meat.
All right, I have a theory.
Yes.
So think about it in terms of real estate. If you could have a house, obviously, you know, if you have an option of a house with a view, or if you have an option of a house without a view, chances are you're going to want a view unless you don't like the idea of traveling down a mountain. But anyway, what if this whole thing was just created by rich people or certain people to make other folks not want to build houses up the mountain because they wanted privacy and they wanted the view all to themselves? So they're like, don't build your homes up here. There's trolls. But he does like chicken wings. And he's going to come down for chicken wings. So make sure you have chicken wings. All right. I'm not saying I like chicken wings. I'm just saying he does. So it'd be nice if every Tuesday, if you could throw some trivia in, he likes that too, but you can't see him because he's hidden.
Well, he doesn't like chicken wings. He likes people.
Oh, people wings.
Yeah, people wings. Yeah.
Are you going to respond to my theory? That was literally off the cuff.
I think it's a fine theory.
Okay.
I think it's like a 3.5 star.
Was it a theory or was it more of a saga? It's kind of like a one-parter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a flash saga.
I'll go with that. So they only come down because they can only survive in the nighttime. That's when they come down. And if they're caught in the sunlight, they immediately turn to stone.
Stone, yeah. Okay, yes. See, I know a little bit.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Like that scene in The Hobbit where the three trolls are talking about Mutton.
And they're going to fight over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they trick them and they get them to stay out too late.
I think, this a little bit of a flex here. I think that chapter in The Hobbit is called Out of the Frying Pan into the Fire. That might be true.
I think you're right, actually. How do you know? Do you read The Hobbit?
I know more about The Hobbit than I know about Iceland. Let me just put it that way.
Okay. All right. All right. I think you're right. There are, I'm not going to say statues, like rock formations that are myths. That's not the right word. There are myths about them that they are trolls.
I got that. See, that is really cool. So, like, if you got your picture taken, it'd probably be a great Instagram profile.
Oh, yeah,
picture.
It is.
But, like, get your picture taken by this stone statue that could have maybe one time been a very hungry and misfortunate troll.
Yes, and one of the most famous ones is the Reinnissen Danger Rock formations on the southern shore. Legend has it that two trolls were trying to drag a 3-mast ship to shore when the day broke out, and they got stuck. In stone.
So it's in water.
Yeah, or it's on the coast. It's very similar to the coast.
They have a very long reach.
Yeah. Well, they're big.
I wonder if anybody's chipped away at these stones and, like, turned it into jewelry. Like, imagine, like, I have this troll shin bracelet.
But what if it still hurts the troll? Like, what if the troll is, like, trapped in stone and it's, like, someone's chipping at their shin and it still hurts them?
That is that. See, that's part of a folktale, I think. You need to have that gritty. I think that's part of the folktale. I think I bet. Now, I would say no. I would say it's dead. But, you know, if we're going to believe shit like trolls, let's say they're in pain too.
Absolutely.
Let's throw it all in there.
So one of the best known and perhaps the most feared troll in Icelandic folklore is Gryla.
Gryla.
Gryla. And Gryla is the mother of all of the 13 Santa Clauses. And she is known to eat naughty children.
Oh.
Which is why all Icelandic children are especially well-behaved or very good in December.
Do you think she's refined her spectrum of what a naughty child is over the years? Or do you think it's very subjective? Or do you think she has a chart where it's like...
she's graphed it out?
Yeah. If you've stolen money from your mom's purse and you've ran at least 3 red lights and... you don't round up when your local Starbucks asks if you want to for whatever bullshit thing they're running that they probably don't actually give the money to, you might be on the naughty list.
Maybe, but I have a picture.
Okay, let's see.
It's a creepy, creepy picture.
Okay, let me see. Ew, oh my.
That is Gryla.
Yeah, she looks like she birthed a couple Santa Clauses.
Eating a child.
Oh, wow. He took out that. Now, okay.
Yeah.
This is, and this might be an uncomfortable question for you. I mean, you teach children.
I do, yeah.
You're familiar with children.
Uh-huh.
You see them a lot.
I do. Every day.
And sometimes you're probably hungry when you see these children.
I've never had a desire to eat a child.
Okay, but maybe you know where I'm going with this. So I'm looking at this picture of Gryla.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know what I mean? Like, remember when we went to Guitar Center and I picked up the guitar in the acoustic room and that guy was like, oh, you know guitar.
Yeah.
Just because of the comfortableness of which I picked up the guitar. I'm not saying I'm a guitar expert, but I played for a while. You can tell by her form, this isn't her first child she's eating. You know what I mean? Like, she has it like you put your right arm between the legs and then you grab the left arm for support. And then she took a bite of like the midsection.
She went for the ribs.
Yeah. Which is, I was close when I said wings. I should have said rib night.
Yeah.
Rib night.
Yeah. She didn't go to kill the child first. She went straight for the middle.
Right.
Which is terrifying.
So my question to you going back is, where would you take the bite if you were her?
And I was her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess neck.
Neck?
Neck.
Like, is that out of compassion to kill it? Or is that
probably.
Is that really what you want?
I don't know. I've never had that desire. What about you?
Oh, man. I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian, bro.
You set that whole thing up.
I would have. You showed me the picture, man.
So Gryla is this monstrous creature. And she came to being sometime in the 13th century. People started talking about her then. And Gryla roughly translates to growler.
Like a beer growler.
Like, I'm going to eat that kid. Yes. And that picture you saw is not the only description of how she's seen. I think it's a pretty good one, though. But there's a poem about Gryla, and it goes like this. Down comes Gryla from the outer fields with 40 tails, a bag on her back, a sword in her hand, coming to carve out the stomachs of children who cry for meat during Lent.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a short poem. Right to the point.
Mm-hmm. It's intense, though.
The person that wrote it had to be feeling, they probably just got dumped. This feels like an I just got dumped poem.
You can tell certain poems.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot more poetry in this, actually. So this is one of the...
Go ahead. Okay, are we coming back to the Santa part, hopefully?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, we're getting there. The 13 Santa Clauses. That's the main crux. So we're just talking about their mother, though, where they came from.
Yeah, Gryla.
She's described as having tails in several of these. This is my favorite, though. She doesn't have a tail in this one. Quote, eyes in back of her head, ears that hang so low that they touch her nose, a matted black beard, and blackened teeth and hooves.
Sounds like somebody trying to describe a person that's never seen a person. ears that come to the nose? Where is your nose?
Maybe they're just long enough to touch the nose. So, like, dangly ears.
And what was the first part?
Eyes in the back of her head.
She's walking backward. She's got long-ass ears.
But the black beard is... Like, it's matted with, like, just imagine, like, viscera and blood.
I mean, I'm joking, but if I saw this walking towards me, I'd be absolutely terrified.
Oh, my God, right?
Maybe kids just teased her a lot for being creepy looking.
Maybe.
And she's like, fucking, I'm gonna eat them.
But the myth is that she comes down from the mountain and she makes stew out of naughty children. So, kind of like a relation to Krampus, maybe? I don't know.
So, is this completely separate from trolls?
No, she is a troll.
She is a troll.
That's why we talk about trolls.
Gotcha. Okay.
She was my lead into that.
I would just live very far away from this area.
Well, I mean, Iceland's surrounded by mountains.
That's true. Hey, you know, my job pays well.
So she is also the mother of the 13 Yule Lads. So who are the Yule Lads?
Who are the Yule Lads?
Yes. They are the lads that come on the 13 nights before Christmas.
Do they each come? Do they all go all 13 days or do they each get one day?
Each gets one day.
Ah, one day to shine.
This comes out on the 14th. Full disclosure, we are recording this in November because I'm going on vacation. This will come out during those 13 days before Christmas.
So be careful, y'all. You have a couple, well, not by the time this comes out, you're pretty much screwed. But as the recording of this, you have a little bit of time to maybe not be naughty or to reverse some of your notification.
Yeah, so you don't want to be seen by Gryla. Because she'll eat you.
With her eyes, the back of her head.
And blackened teeth. Ugh. So the Yule Lads, they all have different names, and they're associated with different things that happen, or can happen in a house. But their main thing, why they're called Santa Clauses, is because if you leave a shoe on a windowsill, they come in the night, and if you're good, they leave you candy, and if you're not so good by their standards, they leave you a rotten potato in your shoe.
They leave you a note saying Gryla's coming for you.
Oh, that'd be scarier though, wouldn't it?
Now, I would assume, or I would hope that these people would have enough self-awareness that maybe if they murdered a couple people and they've had some, you know, bad times in their life, maybe not their fault, but, you know, maybe don't leave a shoe out. Maybe like have a little self-awareness to be like, maybe there's a good chance I'm going to get a rotten potato. I'll save the shoe for next year.
What if there's like, but I was really good this month though.
Like that subjectivity.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
See, for me, it's like, Charlie, like, would you go, like, you have a Saturday and you're free. Would you go to an NBA tryout?
Is there free food there?
No.
Oh, probably not. I wouldn't waste my time.
Right. So it's like you have the self-awareness to know that if I go to this NBA tryout, I don't know what's going to happen, but I have a pretty good feeling it's not going to be good.
That's fair.
I would hope that these people would be like, I'll keep the shoe on the old foot tonight. Maybe next time. Unless somebody really likes rotten potatoes.
Ew.
They're like, I'm going to be bad on purpose. Give me that tater.
I don't like them.
How often are you around rotten potatoes,
Dad? It's happened.
Dude, sometimes you leave them in the bag mm-hmm. on your counter and you pick them up and it's like slimy under the bag and you're like, oh,
I hate that.
And then you like open it to be like, is there one that, and then they all have eyes and they're growing and you're like, nope.
No. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about that when I was like, the shoe thing.
You're not putting that shoe back on.
No. No. Mm-mm. So that's why they're called the 13 Santa Clauses.
That's what Skechers are for.
So here's the list of the Santa Clauses, and we'll talk about their names and what they're associated with and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Some are very weird. I'll just tell you right now.
Well, I'll be honest. If we didn't know about the normal Santa Claus, and you're like telling the story, he comes in your chimney and he leaves presents and eats milk and cookies. You know how absurd that would sound?
Yeah. But these are weirder.
I know. I'm just saying in the grand scheme of things. Like, that's told and understood, so it's accepted.
It's, yeah, right. The story of Santa Claus sounds like a man who's deranged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Tim Allen on cocaine, so it makes sense.
All right, let's start. Number one, sheep-coated clod.
Is this an order of days leading
up to? Yes, it is. Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, he is number one. So his whole thing, Mr. Claude, he sneaks into your barn, and do you know what a ewe is?
Is it E-W-E?
Y-E-W.
No.
It's another word for sheep.
Okay.
And he tries to suckle at the ewe's udders?
Teats?
Teats, yeah. And he tries to take the milk from your ewes.
He tries. I mean, sometimes it's assumed that he fails.
I think sometimes he doesn't do it. I don't know. Just imagine this little man sneaking into your barn and accosting your sheep.
He's got like a blueprint for every house in the neighborhood that has a barn. But then you have to cross-check that with every person that has a barn who has a ewe.
Yeah, it's probably more.
He has a lot of homework that he does leading up to this day. So
he's really excited about
it. I'm not saying he deserves to get a little bit out of there, but you know he's putting work in. This isn't random.
Yes, he is. The next day is Gully Guck. And he steals the foam from buckets of cow's milk. Not the milk, the foam off the top.
What does he do with it?
I don't
know. He puts it on his face and he's like, look, I'm Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know what thrill he gets out of this, but that's what he does. I don't know if that means the milk's gone bad.
He's a simple Claus. He don't need much.
Yeah, he's a, if you're good, he'll leave you candy.
All right. I like that so far. I know we're only two in, but they don't really apply to me yet.
Stubby. The next one is Stubby. He is short, obviously, and his thing is he will steal food from frying pans.
All right, now we're getting warmer. I do like my eggs.
So if you're cooking, like, I don't know, something you like.
Scrambled eggs. Sauteed peppers and onions.
You go to the bathroom, and while the food's on the pan, he'll come take your scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a double loss, because one, I lose my scrambled eggs, and two, I get yelled at by my wife for walking away while cooking. We've all been there.
The next one is a very simple name. His name is Spoon Licker, and his whole thing is he licks spoons.
I like that. I'm very glad that that's what it is, because if it would have been like, he likes holding forks, I'd have flipped this table over.
I almost would have liked it more if that was not his thing.
That'd be a fun one to prank, right? Now I'm like thinking, like, you know, messing with these people. Like, put some, like, super glue on a spoon, leave it out. Make it, like, a sexy spoon, you know what I mean? Like, a little curvature. Have you ever bent a spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it a little curve. Just a little bit, you know? Still usable, but a little curve on that spoon. Make it look really appealing. Maybe try and get some moonlight coming in. But you put some super glue on it, so when he goes to lick it, it's like Christmas Story. Which is so relevant.
Yes, it is.
Gosh.
The next, man, little troll thing is pot scraper or pot licker. And if you have like an unwashed pot laying around, he comes and he licks them clean.
I'm leaving my dishwasher open. Have at it, bro.
Okay, but like,
I want him to come every week. No, sounds like man. Sounds like my dog. Listen.
Yeah, but would you cook in that pot again though?
No, but well, I'd wash it. Here's the thing. Have you ever had a meal and it was like saucy and you're done with the meal, but there's sauce in it?
Yeah.
And you put it down and then your dog licks it and you look at it. And if you didn't know better, you would think it was clean. But then obviously you wash it or you put in the dishwasher. That's what it feels like to me.
That is ew.
You've never let your dog lick out of a bowl.
I guess I have. Yeah.
Do you throw the bowl away?
No, I don't. Maybe bowl liquor is useful, or pot liquor is really useful.
If you don't have a dishwasher, there's somebody out there that does not have a dishwasher, and when they have like a big family come over and they have all those pots, they're begging for the pot liquor. They're hoping the pot liquor comes instead of Santa Claus.
They invite pot scraper over?
Yeah. And instead of leaving out milk and cookies, they leave out Dawn soap and a sponge. Like, let's get this shit going.
Like, pot scraper almost sounds like a horror movie villain.
Pot scraper.
The pot scraper is coming. Say his name 12 times into an empty pot and he will appear.
When you wake up in the middle of the night and you remember you forgot to turn on your dishwasher and you walk down the steps as they creak and in the distance you hear a siren because we're in Akron, Ohio. But you also hear the sound of somebody dragging a pot.
That sounds like the next bad horror movie.
And then you say, will you turn it on? I'm going back to bed. He's like, I got you, bro. I got you, fam.
The next Santa Claus from Iceland is the bowl licker. And this comes from when people had bowls of like little snacks underneath their bed. And he would come and empty out your bowl.
And leave a note and say, you should start sharing, bitch.
Or your dog came in and got at it.
One of the two things.
Yeah.
Troll, dog.
Sometimes dogs are trolls.
Is one of these called the lint licker?
No. The next one is door slammer.
Ah.
Who is actually, I think that actually could be really creepy.
Sounds like this troll haunts a lot of houses.
Yeah, he comes to your house and he slams doors all night, which can be really scary, actually, in context.
You know those beads that people used to put in their doors?
What?
The beads that people would hang from their doors.
In the 70s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine you don't have doors, so you have to go by and act like they're wind chimes.
Oh.
There's no doors to slam.
Gotcha, dumbass. Got door slammer. The next man is Skyra Gobbler.
I like the fact that I don't know what he does by his name.
What do you think he does?
What is he called?
Skyra Gobbler.
When you leave a pie on a windowsill and the smoke rises and seductively tries to pull you in. When you turn your back, he comes and he gobbles it.
That's a really good guess. What he actually does, when you go to the grocery store and you spend $5 and you get four of those really nice Icelandic yogurts, those Siggies, he comes by while you're sleeping and he eats them all. That's what he does. He eats your Icelandic yogurt.
But then he puts the plastic part back on. And he seals it so you don't know it's empty. Mm-hmm.
And you go to work the next day and you're like, damn it! And you throw it across the room.
Yeah, what a dick. And then you have to buy lunch.
The next one totally missed out on you. Because his name is Sausage Swiper.
Sausage Swiper?
Yes, he takes your sausage.
Oh.
Whether it's cooked or not, he just takes it.
Oh, I was like, you missed out on me? What are you trying to say?
You don't have sausage for him to take.
I'm not even going to make a joke. I'm not going to say anything. Move on.
The next one, the little man outside your window, his name is Window Peeper. So, window peeper likes to sneak outside your window and look at all the stuff you got.
That's okay. I mean, the reason you put something in a window is because you want someone to look at it. You know what would be worse is if he went to a bunch of businesses and he just got all of his money hanging out and he's walking around and they're like, can I help you, sir? He's like, ah, just looking. Just window shopping.
Well, sometimes he breaks in and steals the stuff you have in there.
See, that ain't cool.
Yeah.
I think Grebla or whatever her name
Gryla.
Is. Gryla should be eating him.
Yeah.
That ain't cool, man.
He's naughty.
He'd be the worst person at a car dealership. I'm just looking, man. Just looking.
You know it, he's gone.
And yeah, and then he takes it. A good old Ford Escape.
Number, I don't even know. Door sniffer. Door sniffer, he has a big nose, huge nose, right? And he has an insatiable appetite. So he has an appetite for stolen goods, like baked goods, like pies. So this is the guy that comes up to your window and takes your pie.
Oh, okay. It seems unrelated to the nose thing. Maybe because he can smell the pie from really far away.
I think that's what it is. And yeah. Then he likes to sniff around doors.
Or maybe it's really sad, like he's been made fun of his whole life, so he just hates the world and he just wants to get back at people. But he doesn't want to hurt people, so he just steals because he's actually a good-hearted person.
They call him, like, you had such a big nose. Were you some kind of door sniffer? He's yeah. Like, yeah, I guess.
It's great mahogany, by the way.
So the second to last, this guy's got a terrifying name. His name is Meat Hook.
Oh.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah, I don't like that.
He likes to steal the meats that would be hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like sausages. He really likes to steal your smoked lamb.
Okay. He's got a taste for the lamb.
Yeah. Which I imagine is delicious, to be honest.
The whole town gets together, the village, and like, all right, no lamb tonight. We're messing this dude's day up. Oh, year up.
I think Mick Hook.
Mick Hook. He goes to McDonald's for the Mick Hook. That good lamb. He's like, this isn't lamb. This is pink slime, but it's pretty tasty.
Yeah, Meat Hook, I think he'd take anything. But it's a scary name.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's like if you don't have... See, here's how you'd flip that. You have to put lamb out to appease him.
And oh,
if you forget to put lamb out or you don't put lamb out, he comes in and he slashes you with his
hook. And he hooks you up.
Yeah. See, there you go.
And the last one, very, very chill. His name is Candle Beggar, and he steals your candles.
We have a candle burning right now.
Wow, what a plug.
it's a nice candle.
Yes, we do. What if like it was gone? Goblins. Oh my God, what if it was gone?
Turn around.
It's still there.
It's still
there. You didn't mention Santa Claus, St. Nicholas.
No, he's not one of these. They call these men the 13 Santa Clauses.
That's silly.
Because they come and leave presents on your shoe.
Or they steal from you.
Or they take your shit.
Shut your doors.
And yeah.
Imagine this being like a real thing that you just have to deal with these 13 days. Like for real. Like real, real. New York City. This shit happens.
Yeah. In Iceland. I don't know. Maybe it does in Iceland.
You're paying $3,000 for a studio apartment and someone's going to run in and slam your one closet door.
Just back and forth.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Or you can't afford electricity and they take your candles.
Hey, do me a favor. Look down at your shirt real quick. Does it scream spooky vibes or paranormal aesthetic? If not, you need to check out Loudmouth Threads. Loudmouth Threads is a small artist-run shop. Artist meaning they actually create awesome designs and high-quality merch. I'm a big fan of their new Cryptid Research Team shirt, which proudly displays many cryptids we've talked about right here on Believing the Bizarre, like Mothman, the Flatwoods Monster, the Fresno Nightcrawler, and the often forgot about Dover Demon. If you happen to like horror movies, trust me, you are going to like Loudmouth Threads. We're talking It, The Thing, The Shining, Pet Sematary, Scream, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, It Follows, Hereditary, and more. Love all things Stephen King? Check out the Losers Club tee. You won't be disappointed. And these are just my favorites. You'll have to check out loudmouththreads.bigcartel.com yourself to see which creepy shirt speaks to you. And for all you bizarros out there, use the promo code BIZARRE at checkout, and you'll get a very lucky 13% off your entire purchase. So head to loudmouththreads.bigcartel.com and use the promo code Bizarre, and that's with two R's, not two Z's, like I messed up for about 4 months on social media, and you'll get 13% off. Wear your paranormal clothes the only way you know how, loudly, with Loudmouth Threads.
So all of these lads, these Yule lads, they have poems written about them. I'm not going to read all the poems, but I'm going to read my favorite three.
Okay, perfect.
So this first one is about Gollygock. It goes like this. The second was Gollygock, gray his head and mane. He snuck into the cow barn and forgot his craggy ravine. Hiding in the stalls, he would steal the milk, while the milkmaid gave the cowherd a meaningful smile. Doesn't have the best rhyme scheme to it.
I like how the cow's cool with it at the end, though. Like, oh, yeah. You.
Oh, golly.
Golly gosh. Taking my milk foam.
Yule lad?
He's on a Got Milk commercial with, like, the foam on his lip.
That'd be a really good commercial.
Yeah.
The next one is about my favorite Yule lad. I'm going to ask you at the end who's your favorite. But this one's mine. And his name is Spoonlicker. So it goes like this. The fourth was Spoonlicker. Like the spindle, he was thin. He felt himself in clover when the cook wasn't in. Then he stepped up, grappled the sterling spoon with glee, holding it between both hands, for it was slippery. I just imagine like a little man, like, ah, I'm so happy.
It's a slippery spoon.
And the last one, Doorway Sniffer. 11th was Doorway Sniffer, a dotish lad and gross. He never got a cold. I was thinking about it because people make fun of him. He never got a cold, yet had a huge sensitive nose. He caught the scent of lace bread while leagues away still, and ran toward it weightless as wind over dale and hill.
I have a really non-sensitive nose. Like, my sense of smell is terrible. I think as nice as it would be occasionally to have a really good sense of smell, I feel like more often than not, and I could be wrong here, I feel like more often than not it would kind of suck to smell really well.
I know what you mean. I don't think I have a very sensitive nose either. I think I have bad sinuses.
Yeah. No, that'd be rough. I would say my favorite is the person that licks the bowls.
Bowl licker or pot scraper?
Bowl licker.
Bowl licker?
I like bowl licker because of what they actually do. I like meat hook because I like the idea that we came up with.
Oh, the scary version?
You have to leave the lamb out to appease him, otherwise you could die.
I think the scary version is really cool.
Because you can mess with people. Like, if you stay up late enough and somebody, like, almost like The Purge, somebody you don't like, you know, you go to their house, you see their lamb offering, and you hide it, or you take it, and then you kill them indirectly, which is hard, you know, guilty until proven innocent, so I think you'll be okay. But then you'd probably get eaten by Grelda, or whatever her name is.
Gryla,
that's fine.
So there are, I was going through Reddit looking for, like, stories and stuff, and in Reddit, there's always those smarties who tell you some stuff you did not know. So this is like a comment on a post, and I found it really interesting, so I added it.
Okay.
And it tells us basically about how the Yule lads transformed. So Icelandic folklore has gone through significant transformations over the past couple centuries. John Arneson is the earliest printed documentation of the folklore, which is much different from the contemporary versions. So he talks about how the troll Gryla and her husband, they have lots and lots of offspring, and these offspring become the Yule lads. And
I'm Catholic.
And these Yule lads back then were way more aggressive, and they didn't really know how many. Like, there were many depictions where they're like 7, or there's like 45. And then in 1932, the poet Johannes Jonasson, he made this child's book of poetry where those poems came from. And it pinned down the 13 days of the Yule lads. So they went from these, like, monsters in the wilderness to being these silly things that this poet created, basically. And that's boiled down with this smarty on Reddit said.
If I have 45 kids, I'm going to need some of them to be out there stealing bread and stealing spoons and shit. Like, I need help.
So those are the Yule lads and Gryla. So let's move on to the Yule Cat.
The Yule Cat. All right.
So we're both fond of cats.
Is it called Butt Licker?
No, it's not. It's just called the Yule Cat.
Okay.
It's a good nickname for it, though. But I wouldn't call it that to its face.
The Yule Cat?
No, because the Yule Cat is this monstrous creature that is, you know how like lions are like 6-7 feet tall, right?
Sure.
They're big. But the Yule Cat is over 2 stories tall.
Whoa.
It's a huge, huge monster.
Hopefully not a lap cat, otherwise it's getting new owners quite often.
Oh God, imagine if he peed on your rug.
Now, even with my nose, I would smell that.
Yeah. And it's like this black cat that prowls in the Icelandic northern winters during the Yule time and is looking for something.
Things to knock over ledges. Just knock. You find your car on. You fell over your cliff. You're like, what? Oh, that Yule cat. Ah.
It peeks its eyes through windows and it looks to see if children got new clothes for Christmas. And if the children did not get new clothes for Christmas, they would be hunted and killed by the Yule Cat.
So, it's attacking poor kids. Nice. Now, new or new to you?
New.
So you can't go to like Plato's Closet or Goodwill. It's got to be fresh from the Macy's with Macy Gray.
Yeah. Yeah. It tears you apart and eats you.
Oh, if you don't got a tag on it, you're done.
The Yule Cat's like, is that from the thrift shop or?
That's a weird hill to die on. You don't got new clothes. What does the Yule Cat look like?
It's black. It's a black cat. Big cat. It looks like a house cat, but blowing up.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Listen, if I knew I was safe and my friends were safe and everybody was safe 100% of the time, not that big. 2 stories is too big. But if I could have a house cat the size of like a leopard, I would love that. That would be so much fun.
It'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Like, you know Gus, my cat Gus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we had a leopard that was that chill, that would be awesome.
It'd be very cool. I agree.
That'd be so cool.
So that's Yule Cat and the Yule Lads?
Tyler died. Gus likes to play fight. And caught him in the jugular.
Impaled and like lifted up and just torn apart.
Where's my food? Get a lot of dry food.
Oh, God. Sorry. Imagine the litter box.
Oh, God. He's got like a whole like Big Bird.
Yeah.
The presents that would be bringing to your front porch. Like just a whole.
Oh, like a whole.
Like a that? Hog or something instead of a mouse.
Yeah.
Well, like we're eating good tonight.
Yeah.
A whole lamb.
So that is the 13 Yule lads and their mom and the Yuletide cat. Do you want to discuss these?
Why not? Before we get to the discussion, now is the time that we like to thank all of our patrons, and especially our newest patrons, which are, at the recording of this episode, Cameron and Daniela. Thank you so much for joining our Patreon. Thank you for supporting the podcast. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody that listens. But seriously, it really means a lot to us. And for anybody on the fence, anybody looking for bonus content, we have quizzes. We interview the folks that submit their listener submission stories, so you get some more behind the scenes details and topics there. Things we touch on in the episode, they say in their own words, things that maybe we overlooked. So that's always an awesome highlight. We do director's cuts where we break down things that were happening behind the scenes in episodes. You know, maybe we change our believability scale. If we do it, that's the time that we like to change things. And you always get fun stories about things that were happening during the recording process. Also, I don't want to go without saying this. Next month in January, if you are a dedicated tier member, whether you join today, tomorrow, you've been a member, or you join on January 1st, you get automatically an exclusive item that you cannot purchase. You cannot go to our website and buy this item. It can only be given to you for free if you're a dedicated tier member. So thank you so much to our new patrons, Cameron and Daniela. Thank you to all of our existing patrons and everybody that listens to the podcast. Now, let's get to the discussion.
So, I know there's not a lot to give credibility to. Do you think there is some kind of nugget of truth in any of this?
I think it's just fun. And there's nothing wrong with fun or stories. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to suspend your disbelief during a story and enjoy it for what it's worth, I think is a good thing. I think you need that. And, like, there's nothing wrong with entertainment. Yes. You can enjoy this without believing it to have ever been true. Now, there's people that believe in trolls. There's people believe in a lot of things. And I'm not saying that, one, there aren't trolls, or two, there never were trolls. We don't know. If we can believe in dinosaurs, we can probably believe in some big humanoid
things. Monsters that were walking around.
Yeah. I don't know if they were licking spoons, but you know what I mean? Like, that. I think it's okay to just have a culture has stories. And, you know, normally there's like life lessons or things like that. This seems a little beyond that. It's kind of like, oh, you're poor, you're dead. Which, you know, in some cases, you know. But I like the cat a lot. This was a lot of fun.
Yes, I agree. I think it was a lot of fun.
I was waiting for Santa Claus. He never came.
He is not. He's not from here.
Didn't even get coal. Never came.
Nope.
You're right. He's not from there.
Yeah. The Yule Cat, it's not picking on poor kids. He's picking on lazy kids.
Oh. Get a job.
Well, they were supposed to have a job. They were supposed to make clothes. And the reward for making clothes was getting new socks.
These kids were just riding stimulus money instead of getting a job. And now you're dead.
Yes. Well, you're supposed to make your clothes, and your parents were supposed to give you some socks. And if you don't do your clothes, you don't get socks. And then the Yule Cat will fucking kill you.
The Yule Cat dives in. He's like, where are your clothes? And the person's like, I'd rather you kill me now than have to go to work for $3 an hour in 2021. He's like, damn, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Cat backs out. He's like, all right, I'm sorry about this wall. I'll get that fixed. All right. My B. All right.
The Yule Lads, I don't know. I think they're just explanations for things that happen in the house, you know.
We should start creating Yule Lad. Let's start using that one as explanations.
Yeah.
Was it a Wendigo or was it the spoon licker? You know? I think we should start bringing those in. And I'm going to start thinking of those in my daily life. So when random things happen, I'm surprised that you didn't mention the cord tangler. Because that one I could get behind. Now, thankfully, I'm blessed enough in my life now to have AirPods. But for about 28 years, you'd put a perfectly straight pair of headphones with a cord in your pocket, and you pull them out of your pocket, and it's like a pretzel.
Yeah, I think that's it's a newer one. He's probably added on to like the 10th day.
Yeah.
In the 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, now that I would find believable. But I'm going to go up front and say, for everything else, very fun, very unbelievable.
I really like the stories of the Hilder folk and stuff, and Gryla, and trolls.
Again, I'm not saying it could have never existed, and maybe for that I should give it a skeptical. It's just, I'm not.
That's fair. I agree. I actually agree with you 100%. I really like the stories, but I think they're stories. Unless I can see evidence or like more modern tales of the stuff, which I could not find.
That's okay. It's entertainment. Like Harry Potter. Unbelievable. Although there might be somebody out there that's like, no, he's not. He's real. No.
When I was 11, I was praying for that owl to come. But I go unbelievable as well. So that is our episode on the 13 Yuletide Lads and the Yuletide Cat.
That's our saga.
Yes.
On the Yuletide Lads.
Our epic poem.
Yes. We don't need a rhyming scheme at Believing the Bizarre.
No, we don't.
But what we do need is 5-star reviews.
Yeah, that's good.
If you're enjoying the podcast and you want to let us know, hit us up. Also, if you're really enjoying the podcast and you're not listening on Apple so you can't leave a review, always feel free to hit us up in our DMs, especially on Instagram. Let us know what topics you want us to cover. It might be a while before we ever get to them.
We
have a very long topic list. But seriously, hit us up in our DMs. It makes me laugh because every now and then we'll get hit up and we'll respond. And you're like, oh shit, you actually do respond. Yes, we do. And it's guaranteed me or Charlie. So see if you can tell.
You can tell. I thought of a new Yule Lad while you were talking.
Yeah.
The Star Stealer.
Oh.
He steals your Apple reviews. So to make sure he doesn't steal your reviews, make sure you leave plenty of them.
Yeah, just to be safe. Just to be safe. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast and you're done with all the episodes and you want a little bit more, make sure you head to Patreon.com/Believing the Bizarre. Multiple tiers, ton of bonus content, some audio, some video. Some of it is literal shirts that you don't have to pay for, that you can wear, that you just get by being a patron.
That's fact.
That is 100. Just the emoji, 100. No blue cap. But seriously, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.
And he's right, watching cut you this, peep. But it was really hard not to make a penis joke. Right? But we're above that.
Yes, we are.